President Bush is continuing his campaign to convince Americans that his strategy in Iraq is working. Yesterday, the president spoke at an event in Wheeling, West Virginia. There, he told more than 2,000 supporters that U.S. and Iraqi forces are making progress.
Let me tell you this, put it to you this way. If I didn't think we'd succeed, I'd pull our troops out. I cannot look mothers and dads in the eye. I can't ask this good Marine to go into harm's way if I didn't believe, one, we're going to succeed, and two, it's necessary for the security of the United States.
This was the fifth day in a row that President Bush spoke on the war in Iraq. Joining me now to talk about his campaign is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And President Bush has been speaking this week in a variety of forums, from the White House briefing room to yesterday's town hall type meeting. How is his message being received?
Renee, the clear message coming from the president is that the nation has a reason for optimism, that things are going better on the ground than they're being reported in the American press. Yesterday he spoke with a backdrop, large blue and yellow signs that said "Plan for Victory." And during the press conference that he had in the White House briefing room, he again repeated that refrain that there is a strategy in place for victory, a reason for him keeping those young people in harm's way, that he believes success is possible. He really is involved in a campaign to try to bolster public support, domestic support for the war effort, despite really troubling poll numbers.
Well, we just heard a lot of what sounded like enthusiastic applause, but all of this comes as poll numbers show the majority of Americans do not approve of the way Mr. Bush is handling the war in Iraq. Are there any signs that this latest series of speeches is making a difference?
Not in terms of public opinion. There are very few sort of instant polls, but the numbers that he's up against, Renee, are pretty daunting. You know, it's about now the case that 50% of Americans think that the U.S. should withdraw its troops as soon as possible. Only about 20% say withdraw immediately, but still, that's a very high number that say, you know, get out the minute you can. Secondly, there are a lot of people who think that the president does not have an exit strategy. Despite all of his talk about there's a plan for victory, you have numbers in excess of 70 and 80% among Democrats and the very important swing voters as we go toward the midterm elections, and even 40% or so of Republicans who think the president simply doesn't have an idea of how to get out of the situation in Iraq.
Now, the president did not speak again yesterday on one of the big headlines earlier this week. That is his statement suggesting that U.S. troops would be in Iraq until at least 2009 after he'd left office. Let's listen to a little of what he had to say yesterday regarding troop levels.
I'll be making up my mind about the troop levels based upon recommendations of those who are on the ground. I'm going to make up my mind based upon achieving a victory, not based upon polls, focus groups, or election year politics.
Juan, what has been the reaction to the president's remarks earlier this week that future presidents and future Iraqi leaders will decide when U.S. troops come home?
Well, let me give you two settings for a reaction, Renee. One is the White House, where there was a great deal of, you know, people were disconcerted that that was the headline coming out of the president's news conference. That was not the intent in terms of what the message would be from that news conference. And yesterday, Scott McClellan, the White House press secretary, tried to downplay it, said it was really in response to a question about when there would be zero American presence in Iraq, and that it wasn't necessarily tied to the idea of drawing down American forces. As you know, there had been discussion among generals and even suggestions from the president and, of course, pressure from the Congress that there would be significant drawdowns in the size of the American force in Iraq this year, 2006. And so it felt a little bit like they were going back on that message. That did not play well on Capitol Hill at all. And among Republicans on Capitol Hill who are seeking re-election, it played badly.
Thank you very much. That's NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.